I'm joined on the telephone now by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Sliniúil Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Ed.
And welcome to the programme as always. An email from MD. Hello, Aidan. Last week in a job interview, they asked me my greatest weakness. I'm not cocky, far from it, but damn it to hell, how dare they ask me to do myself down? I told them it was a silly question. It caused tension. I didn't get the job. Any thoughts? And I have to say, Liam, when I read that, I said, OK, you mightn't be cocky. You're bloody arrogant, though, and you're as stupid as hell.
I will say I like the damn it to hell and throw away.
Yes, so did I. Indeed.
It sounds a bit like they know themselves that they've probably messed up here. I suppose, first of all, I can, as we say in other jurisdictions, I can feel their pain a little bit, because it really is a ridiculous question. You know, if a friend of yours asked you in a coffee shop what's your biggest weakness, and you would chit-chat and try to help each other, you might chat away there and say, I'm really bad at this. In fact, I was talking to a footballer yesterday who spoke about being asked only once in his football career what he needed to work on, okay? So I think it's not a bad thing to focus on what things we might work on. But in an interview, we're there to show our strong points. We're there not to all of a sudden be thrown by describing something that's kind of a bit contrived, because what people say in answering this question is, I focus too much on the detail. I can get obsessed with work at times, you know, and to which I would say, with weaknesses like that, who needs strengths? You know what I mean? So it's kind of a dance that has gone on for far too long in job interviews, where the interview panel asks us, thinking it's a very clever question, and almost every candidate, with the obvious exception of MD, has a kind of a prepared statement, one prepared before the show, that gets them through it. So part of me was delighted to see that MD did that, though obviously it didn't bring the outcome he or she might have liked. But I can understand their exasperation, because it's a really kind of ridiculous question that I would say rarely yields any information of use to an interview panel.
But in asking it, was there not perhaps method in the panel's madness, that this person, just how well does, and I don't know whether MD is man or woman, sounds like a fella, I have to say, though, mind you, having said that, I'll probably be excoriated for assuming that, but nonetheless,
you could get cancelled for that.
Yes, absolutely cancelled. I could indeed get cancelled. I'm sure people would love if I was cancelled. But was it not kind of psychological in nature? Does this person actually know themselves?
Well, you see, I think that, you know, it's not a counselling session that you go for in an interview. And I am going to give MD some ideas about what they should have said, right? But it's not a counselling session we're going for. And I think that if the boss said to you, and you got to know the boss better, you know, what do you think you need to work on? What do you feel? But even the phrase, biggest weakness, is judgmental. It's kind of, you know, if my biggest weakness is something, even if I improve 1,000-fold, I still won't be very good at it. Do you know what I mean? So I just think it's like, you can figure out if somebody knows themselves better and understands their strengths and weaknesses a lot better than asking them such a definitive question, I think. But my main objection to this question is that almost everybody has an answer for it, and it's a game. It's just a game then, where the interview panel asks it, and I give one of my answers around the lines of, I'm too obsessive, or I focus too much on details, or I have trouble saying no. You know, all the things really that an employer is actually looking for, you know what I mean? Dressed up as a weakness. So, you know, that's my objection to it. But I can give some advice to MD for next time out, so that they won't take out the gun and shoot themselves in the foot as succinctly the next time. I think that the trick here is to try and make it a fairly real answer, which is like, for example, if you're going for a job in a company and there's a particular software they have specified in the job spec and you haven't much of it done, you could say, well, in relation to this job, I haven't a lot of work done on that particular software. To be honest, I haven't a lot done on it. I've used it a few times, perhaps. I use different software such as ABC, and I probably have a bit of learning to do in regard to that software. However, it's software. I've learned other ones before. I understand the principles behind it, and I'm confident I can get up there. So, you know, the witness should not incriminate themselves in the witness box, is what I'm saying. They should offer up something, if the question is asked, that is real, but is fixable. It's not something that's going to fatally undermine their chances. And I often think that the interviewee has as much responsibility for keeping the interview as real as possible. the interview panel have, do you know what I mean? That they can bring their answer to something, and maybe we might have a discussion about the software then, and I can ask you a question about it, how does it do this or how does it do that?
Mm.
Because there's no harm in showing that there are certain things you have to learn, and that also shows the self-awareness, which I think was the core point you were getting at.
Yes.
That's what I would think. I mean, the stock answers that are on the go for 30 years now, I get obsessed about the job. I find it hard to say no. I find it hard to switch off. I get impatient when I don't get my projects done on time. That's all bunkum to me, and I wouldn't be using that. And it's also, I feel jaded, and I wish interview panels would stop asking the questions. And part of me would like to see more MDs, who clearly will never be an MD with that attitude, come with that answer, but it won't get them too far.
And if asked, then the reaction should not be the reaction of MD, obviously expressing annoyance that they even had the gall to ask him.
Yeah, I think ultimately, maybe it was if the job rewarded a certain gruffness, if they were checking you for gruffness, maybe if you were needed as a kind of a somebody to stop people entering a premises or something like that, and you wanted to, you know, or maybe you wanted your complaints department to get rid of complaints at the first pass, but that doesn't tend to work. But no, I think MD should have had a better shot at it. There is room perhaps for a bit of humour in that question, though, you know, that to announce a completely over-the-top weakness, that on Tuesday evenings I've been known to burn down the building in my workplace.
Yes.
And see how that goes.
That's a bit of a venture, a bit of a shot from out the field
as well. But no, MD, I think you've got to play the game to a certain extent, but come with something a bit more tangible, a bit more real, and that they say, well, fair play, he's thought through the job a bit. And it can be a way as well of getting something across the table that you might be trying to cover up otherwise. Do you know what I mean? I just get across. But you shouldn't say to undermine your chances. You know, why would you tell them your biggest weakness? Your biggest weakness is some weakness. I mean, considering the range of weaknesses we all have, to come with your biggest weakness, I mean, it's like revealing your darkest secret. You know, why would you do that?
Yes, as you say that, I'm just thinking myself, mine would be putting everything on the long finger until the very last minute. And I'm sure no employer, prospective or otherwise, would be too impressed.
Okay, so Aidan, I'm going to get you ready for your next interview, okay? Next time you're asked that, you just say that I am such a perfectionist, I sometimes bring things to the very edge of the deadline.
Right.
Now, you leave out the part that you leave out, you bring starting the project to the edge of the deadline, not finishing it. But that's a beautiful answer then, that I sometimes am so perfectionist, I wait to the very end of the deadline. You know, to start.
As a former newspaper man, Liam, wasn't it always said within the industry that the best journalists and the best writers were those who regularly came up against the clock, trying to get their copy in at the very last minute?
I'd agree. But I suspect they didn't turn up at interviews and promise the editor that they would go to the deadline. I think it's something you learn to live with as opposed to something you learn to encourage.
A text has just come in. Perhaps Aidan, MD needs just to learn a little bit about diplomacy.
Yeah, yes, it wasn't MD's finest hour.
That's for sure.
I can feel their pain, as I said at the start, but it wasn't their finest hour.
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and I look forward to having a similar conversation on next Monday at about 5:30.
Thank you, Aidan.
Thank you.